We'll take a look at those leaderboards right now. It's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. The PGA Tour is in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. It's the final leg of the triumvirate, the three-tournament Texas swing after the Valero moved from the fall series to the middle of May. Actually, maybe if they moved the Shell Houston Open, we'd have an entire Texas month. But as it is, the Shell Houston Open is the tournament right before the Masters. Anyway, after three rounds of play, Tim Clark, the diminutive 5'7" South African, leads at 17 under par, 193. Rounds of 63, 64, and 66 on the week has him two shots ahead of three men tied for second. Steve Marino, Jason Day, and Steve Stricker all at 15 under par. Vijay Singh tied for, actually, he's solo fifth at minus 13. Then you've got a tie for sixth. Justin Leonard and Woody Austin are both at 12 under par. Paul Casey, perhaps the hottest player in the world right now. He is ranked third in the world rankings. He's got three wins on the year. Speaking of Houston, Shell Houston Open, he won just a couple of months ago in Houston. Casey, along with Sean O'Hare and Zach Johnson, are all at minus 11. But at the top, Pat, you've got Clark leading. You've got Marino two shots back. That's your final twosome of the day, going off of the first hole. And these are both men that are looking for their first ever PGA Tour career wins. Clark is a guy that's got over $12 million in career earnings. And Marino's a much younger player, his third season on the tour.
The good news for both those guys, as you mentioned, is seeking their first PGA Tour win. The leaders after the third round are at something like an 80% clip of actually winning the golf tournament. So the good news is, you know, at least statistically, one of those guys should get off the schneid and win for the first time if past history, at least for this year, repeats itself on the PGA Tour. But there's a couple guys I really like. Jason Day, I think Russ went like 65, 65, 65, very consistent, young guy, 21 years old, unbelievable play if you really think about it. You know, and to keep that going for three straight days, we'll see if he can do it again. But the other guy I kind of like is Steve Stricker, you know, the back-to-back comeback player of the year. Still don't understand how that's possible, but, you know, still doing it, figuring out a way to get the ball in the hole. 263s followed by a bogey-free 69 yesterday. And I like kind of his position. Listened to a little bit of him on XM Radio this morning, and he just said he's hitting the ball well, just none of the putts went in yesterday that went in Thursday and Friday. So he's still very confident in this tournament, and he likes his position being a couple shots back. So he's a guy I'd look for today.
We talked about all the low scores last week at the Byron Nelson, and Bob Bubka from World Golf Radio joined us and talked about all the offense out there. Perhaps one of the reasons was the rough being lowered to about 2 inches last week in Dallas. Same deal here at Colonial. The rough is not as penal as in years past, and you're seeing a bunch of low scores. In fact, you've got to go all the way down the leaderboard to eighth place. Top seven players on the leaderboard, all rounds of 60s all week long. So that's 21 rounds in the 60s from the top seven players so far this week. Go down to Sean O'Hare, tied for eighth along with Zach Johnson. And he shot a 70 yesterday, even par round of 70. That's the first 70 you see on the leaderboard. So a lot of offense out there, a lot of low scoring. I'd expect the winner today to be somewhere in the 20s as far as aggregate for the week. And you look at Tim Clark, and as I mentioned, he is the leading money winner right now on the PGA Tour, still without a career victory. Over $12 million in career earnings. And I actually wrote on a blog about him a couple years ago, and I said Tim Clark is what's wrong with the PGA Tour. And I didn't mean it in a mean sense, but my point was these guys are cared for so well at every tour stop. They make so much money that here you got, and at the time, a couple years ago, it was $10 million. He had just passed the $10 million threshold, and he'd become the first player ever in the history of the PGA Tour to win $10 million without a career victory. So that was the point of my article. But my main point was these guys make so much money that you can go an entire career, not even win, and be a multi-millionaire. So the end point from that was, where is the motivation? Where's the motivation to make yourself even better and win? I guess you've got, it can't be financial, because there is no motivation financially to win. You can come in top tens your entire career and be very well off.
That's an excellent point, Russ. I still think deep down, most people in a sport or competition want to win.
Exactly.
That's the ultimate point.
The motivation has to come from within you. It can't be something external.
And I think Tim Clark wants to win, don't get me wrong, but the byproduct is mainly because of Tiger Woods, and whether people agree with that or not, that's where why the purses are what they are, even in events that he's not playing in. Because of guys like Tiger, mainly Tiger, they can make a great – if you come in the top 10 every once in a while, it's almost enough to secure your card for the next year. So a guy like Tim Clark can make a very nice living not winning. I still think deep down he wants to win, but ultimately, you know, the motivation of, okay, I need to play, you know, X amount of events each year to make sure I retain my card. That's not there anymore. If you come in the top 10 a few times, you got enough money to maintain your card. And that goes back to the problem that we talked about, why guys in the top 50 aren't playing in every event, because they don't need to. Ultimately, financial security is probably the main goal with these guys that have families. Personally, they want to win, but their main point of it is that, you know, they want to make sure they're financially secure for their families. And you can do that now playing 20 events a year, especially if you're a decent Tom Kite-like player that can finish in a lot of top 10s, which Tim Clark does.
I agree with you. I think Tim Clark does want to win eventually, and he has had six career second-place finishes on the PGA Tour. The most notable is the at a major. He finished second at the 2006 Masters, a couple shots behind Phil Mickelson. In fact, he holed a chip shot on 18 to grab second from Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods ended up third in that Masters a couple years ago, and Tim Clark was second. He also finished second at the 2005 Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, and second place finish for Clark last year at the Colonial in Fort Worth, one shot back of Phil Mickelson. You remember Phil's miraculous shot from the left rough over trees, underneath the tree that's It was immediately in front of him, then over the tree after that, stuck it to about 12 feet, made the birdie putt, and won by a stroke over Tim Clark. So Clark, six career second-place finishes. There's no doubt in my mind that he'll eventually get that win, perhaps this weekend in Fort Worth. Champions Tour is in action this weekend as well. They're in Iowa, West Des Moines, Iowa, for the Principal Charity Classic, the 6,600-yard par 71 Glen Oaks Country Club track. And after two rounds of play, Hobe Sound resident Nick Price leads at 7-under par. Joey Sindelar, Mark Wiebe, one shot back, tied for second at minus six. Freddie Funk, Mark McNulty, another shot back, tied for fourth at minus five. Then you've got Mike Reed, Hal Sutton, Keith Fergus, Tim Simpson, David Eger, and the aforementioned Tom Kite, all at 4-under par. But, Pat, we have a situation here in Nick Price that he's finally broken his maiden on the Champions Tour, won a couple of weeks back. I get the feeling that now that he's finally broke through for a win, we're going to see a bunch of wins from Nick Price.
Well, I agree with you, and that's the weird thing about Tim Clark. Because he has such financial security now, you would think the pressure would be off from that aspect of it, and he could just go out and play, and his true talent could come out, and he'd actually win something. Nick Price, on the other hand, has won a bunch of times. He got on the senior tour, the Champions Tour, and for whatever reason, it didn't happen for him right away, and everybody had these expectations. So in a weird way, I think Nick felt, because there's no financial thing with Nick Price, he's got more money than he could ever spend. But I think the weird thing is there was a little bit of a pressure, and it started to build because it wasn't happening for him. And now, like you said, that he finally won a couple weeks ago, I think the sky's the limit for Nick Price. He's in great physical shape. I think mentally he's good. He's still, you know, got good short game. I think he could be, if he wants to be, as close to dominant on this tour for as long. I don't think he's going to be like Hale Irwin and just keep grinding, but I think for a couple year period, if Nick Price wants to, he could dominate that tour.
Much like Bernhard Langer did a couple of years ago, and he's still doing. And that's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Just getting started on a Sunday morning in South Florida. Still to come this morning, just about 25 minutes from now. It's our sports, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Hara, will stop by to join us. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll go inside the ropes. PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf, including Ian Baker Finch and the logo, Jerry West. And at 9:30 this morning, Charlie Reimer will join us, Golf Channel analyst and former PGA Tour player. So a lot to get to today. Keep it tuned right here. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.
You're listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.